B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for calling us this morning. You've got an interesting case. Not that we always talk about financial advice on this show. But
no,
this,
we shouldn't.
Yeah, no, you don't want it from us. That's why she's going to hopefully hear some from our audience. So what's going on with the life insurance and stuff?
Well, we're married, and we've been married for a while. And, you know, we're just kind of getting everything in order.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to a financial advisor about life insurance, and I kind of just assumed, of course, that's what we're going to do. Like, that's what people do. And then my husband drops this bomb and says, "I'm not getting it. Why should I fund your life after I'm dead?"
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
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 I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, I don't want my death to be your payday."
So he doesn't want that.
What is he even talking about?
Wow. So he doesn't want to have that the life insurance, you know, outside of work, right? He just wants to just keep it at bare minimum. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. And it's like, I mean, why wouldn't either of us want the other one to be taken care of? You know, if you lose your spouse, it's bad enough. I mean, you should get something to help you. I mean, to be fair, the house is almost paid off, which is great. And we have savings and we both work. And, you know, I would continue to do so if something happened. But, you know, then he also said, "Well, you'll probably get remarried. And what am I going to do? Buy his new car with money you got because I died?"
Oh, wow. My God. This guy's really, he's thought about this.
Okay.
He sure has.
All right. So now this is like an extra policy. I think that's what you're talking about, right? Because you have work insurance. Right.
Yeah, we're both each other's beneficiary, you know, like what you use to have a funeral.
Right.
But I mean, I have no problem with additional life insurance. I have a policy that's $500,000 and he refuses.
Wait a minute. So if you die, he gets a half a million.
And his new girlfriend gets a new car.
More than that. That's a new house.
I don't care. I wouldn't care what he gets. Like, I would want him to be taken care of.
Right.
Why can't we both do that? And I mean, is he being a jerk or am I clueless or what? I just don't know what to think.
Wow. Well, so here's what we're going to do, Sarah. We're going to let the audience chime in if you're willing to listen the next 45 minutes. Because, I'm not a financial advisor, but this doesn't sound right, okay?
Yeah.
let's see what the audience says, okay? 888-410-1057. In a nutshell, Sarah was talking with a financial advisor. Was trying to sell them some life insurance. And the husband says, "No, we're good. Just enough, correct me if I'm wrong, just to have him buried, right?"
Yeah.
And that's it. With maybe a nice buffet.
Yeah, right.
Okie dokie.
At the Elks.
And you get nothing. Okay, fine. All right, Sarah, stay tuned. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in order, and insurance isn't, but we are in order. All right, 888-410-1057. She doesn't need financial advice, more life advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay tuned, Sarah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, so would you advise her to drop her insurance? Because he's all set if she goes. Half a million.
Right.
He doesn't want to fund it. So she can go buy a new car with her new boyfriend or something, you know, joking about that. Interesting. Okay, 888-410-1057. Just enough for a nice funeral, he says.
Yep.
With maybe some mini sandwiches. And then you're on your own. Wow. Okay, what do you say? 888-410-1057. Hey, watch out. It's the police.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. We just talked to Sarah. It's kind of an unusual situation where most couples, it's equal on what your insurance would be, the payoff.
Right.
Right, if you were to, for the decedent, right? As they say in insurance. He...
Around here we say the departed.
The departed. Thank you, Brian. So, the dearly departed, if she were to go, he would get a half a million. And if he were to go...
Zilch.
She gets nada, just enough to maybe even do a nice cremation.
Right.
And carry that around. the burden of the right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wouldn't carry it around.
No, you wouldn't carry it around.
Life insurance.
No, oh, sure, I'll spread your ashes. All right, Chris,
guess
what, where? What do you say? Chris, any advice for Sarah today?
Well, yeah, so I'm a financial advisor,
okay.
And there's, she's got a significant other with a different point of view that needs to be just respected. However, there is a very simple solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
She pays for his life insurance.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right.
So she says, okay, look, you don't care about me enough to have life insurance and pay for it. I, however, make pretty good money, and what I will do is I will say that I deserve X amount of dollars to pay off the house, and I don't know if they have kids and, you know, college and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that I need this much money to live off of. I am willing to pay for it out of my earnings, so go get the damn insurance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does he have to, like, take a test and all that stuff? Does he have to comply, or can you do it, like, behind his back, like in the movies?
Well, well, well. Sounds like someone's getting his honker bet out.
He's got to go for it, but you know what? Then you look and you say, you know what? Do you really love me, or do you want me to start sleeping around after you die?
How about before you die? How about sleeping around now? Wow. That's what I would say.
Well, I think
got to be ready for the future.
Yeah.
Chris, rather, he's drumming up some business.
I know.
This guy's good.
I like it.
Financial advisor. Go ahead. Give your office a shout out.
I work out of Worcester for an office called Star Advisor Networks. I work with a guy named John LaMontagne, and we just try and help people, give them good advice.
That's
and,
good.
And let them make the best choices they possibly can, given their set of circumstances.
I wish I'd talked to you 20 years
yeah,
ago.
No. Thanks, Chris. Good call. I appreciate that. Donna, what do you say to Sarah today? Would you be irked? Is that an irksome thing?
I'm actually mad for her.
Right?
I wanted to know, what would he do if she dropped her policy and he got nothing if she passed?
Well, that's what I think she might want to do, is just be like, you know what, buddy? Even Steven.
Right.
Maybe just change the beneficiary to one of her friends.
Right.
Someone else has mentioned that. Yeah.
It's right. Mean.
So, Donna, you say she should just cancel his. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he want her to be taken care of, especially if they have children? What he want to plan?
They don't. They don't,
they
have,
don't
children.
Have kids.
They don't have
and
kids,
they're not
but
going to.
Well, no, they're older. They're I think maybe late 40s, 50s. So.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
he just a couple of dinks.
Well, I don't.
Double income, no kids.
Oh, that's what that is.
Did nice.
Double income, no kids. Yeah, good.
I can't for the life of me think why he wouldn't do it. Nice. You know, have a policy for her.
He's getting some bad advice. He doesn't want her to.
Unless he has one for someone else.
Oh,
all right.
Plot twist.
Many a dateline started with that question. Many a dateline there, Donna. Now you open up another can of worms. What should she do? Because you start taking life insurance out on your spouse. You don't want to be more worth more dead than alive.
No.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. That leads to trouble with a capital T.
All right, 888-410-1057. What should Sarah do about her case?
80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, morning court today. We heard from Sarah. She's got a unique situation. First of all, she and her husband, I think they're probably 50. We didn't ask. They don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they were met with a financial advisor who advised them, well, look, you know, it takes, beyond what you make at work, what insurance you have at work, take some extra out. So then if anything happens to one of you, the survivor would have enough money to, you know,
pay the bills, grieve properly.
Yeah.
Not have to worry about those.
Maybe
things.
A cruise? I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, something. But her husband says, no, you'll have enough to bury me. Maybe have a nice little buffet and a soiree to say, bye bye. So, but Sarah has insurance on him. Check this out. Here's what she said.
We've been married for a while, and, we're just kind of getting everything in order. We talked to a financial advisor about life insurance. And I kind of just assumed, of course, that's what we're going to do. Like, that's what people do. And then my husband drops this bomb and says, I'm not getting it. Why should I fund your life after I'm dead? he said, well, I don't want my death to be your payday. I'm like, what is he even talking about?
All right, so what she said was fund your life, right?
Yes.
F-U-M with a D.
Yes.
Right, not fun.
Not fun, fund.
Make sure you're in. She's not going to fund his her next life. Boyfriends, whatever. Okay.
Cool.
Well, people seem to think so. So it should be a slam dunk case for Sarah, but okay. Let's find out. Vinny, what advice do you have for Sarah?
Well, my advice is if her husband doesn't want to fund her future, then she ought to fund her own future. Take the money that she's spending on life insurance and have somebody invest it every month. Give the money to an advisor and say, invest this. I need to protect my future.
I
spent my whole life making sure my kids and my family were going to be protected. If he doesn't want to do it, it's her job.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really amazing.
Do you think she should divorce him, or do you think she should?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she ought to divorce him. I mean, I just think he's being a little selfish and stuff. That, you know, he's probably more worried about himself because he's all set if she dies.
Yeah, that's right.
She's got life insurance, so she should cancel it.
Thank you, Vinny.
Something happens to her, and he
just
has to bury
the money
her and stuff and spend money.
All right, Vinny. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Melanie. What do you say to Sarah today?
Two things. A lot of red flags, because it seems very selfish to me, that the way he's thinking. And secondly, she needs to at least have another conversation about it, in the sense that he's thinking best case scenario. Best case scenario, she's working, he's working, he just passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, they're in a horrific accident. He's dead and she can't work anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's what insurance for. It's for worst case scenario.
Oh,
and he's
God,
thinking, you know, she's buying an island after he dies.
Right.
It's like, no, you know, that's not what it's for. He needs to really rethink this, and I think they need to have another conversation.
You know what? I never even thought of that, and I am a worst case scenario girl.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But Melanie sees red flags.
Yes. I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very selfish. Very okay. selfish.
I think it is too. He's like, well, what? So yeah. I die, and you're going to go
right.
buy, you know,
exactly.
a Corvette for your new boy toy.
He's just post-mortem
yeah,
jealous.
So maybe he's thinking that he's probably already got her 500K spent.
Right.
Can you imagine?
They always do.
I'm telling you. I think she needs
a motorcycle. I get
it. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Melanie. Okay,
yeah.
Bye now. Hey, D, what do you say?
I don't get that because I just got married in July.
Okay.
And
congratulations.
I'm 50.
Yeah.
Thank you. but my husband and I, we've been together for 10 years, mm-hmm. live in the same house, and we're both divorcees, so I have
okay.
kids, he has kids.
Yeah.
But even when we weren't married, he was the main person on my policy, not my kids, because they were minors at the time.
Right.
If something happened to me, who's going to take care of them? You know, I'm
yeah.
depending on him to make sure that they're, so I don't get that. Like,
well, they don't have kids, and it was your intent, it seems to me, that you wanted to make sure your kids were okay, and even him,
but
right?
But even so, if I pass away,
yeah.
He's going to have the house and bills and everything else. I want to make sure that he's not left in any kind of financial hardship.
Right.
I don't get that. So
no, I think he's being unreasonable.
Yeah, I think
he is. I mean, come
too.
On. What are you saying about your
yeah.
wife if you're thinking as soon as you're gone?
I think he's a small, insecure man.
That's what it sounds like.
I do.
Yeah, because I mean, even when we weren't married, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't leaving my partner behind to defend for himself for a house that I know he wouldn't be able to pay on one income.
Yeah. Well, that's why she called
us. I'm one of those people that's worth more dead than alive.
Oh, no, G. Don't say that out loud.
Don't tell anybody else.
Check your brakes before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Well, I worry for going on a cruise. For our COVID extended honeymoon next year, so there's a heads up that some girl named Dee disappears on.
All right, thank you.
Dee, would you like to talk to our financial advisor who called earlier just before you depart? I shouldn't say depart. Wrong word. Okay. Hey, great call. Thank you, Dean. Congrats on your wedding. Okay. I think we have a verdict here, guys. I think we can bang the gavel on this one.
I think we can.
He's a jerk.
Yep.
Okay. They're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dee.
Thanks. Bye.
That's it. Gavel banged.
Okay.
Careful.
Ooh, yikes. Ooh, that was close.
Don't hurt yourself.
Brian, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Record that call for D.
Yes, right.
She does disappear out to sea. We have, you know, her last, well, you know, radio appearance. Anyway, no, I'm sure, it'll be fun, Dee. Enjoy it. No worries. So, for Sarah, what do you suggest? Cancel his or take out her own on him? So if he does die.
Yeah, take out her own.
Take out her own.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to go
and
ahead and take it out.
And make his life miserable.
That's why you're not a financial advisor. More of a marriage counselor, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. Hey, LBF, what do you got coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Oh, I have the greatest musical duo in Boston. They're filming, and they sang a duet that's going to make you so happy.
I love it. I don't even know why I like it, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Okay, that's coming up next. It's Journey Now at 8:32.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.